This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the famous sheikhs, he was with his wife at the train station in the UK waiting for a train after he had finished a lecture to go to another city. His wife is in full niqab, mashallah. Three racist thugs walk up to his wife and they start to curse at her. They start to slander her with different anti-Islamic slurs. And the sheikh automatically, he stands up and he raises his hands. And anyone who has trained, they know this is textbook, you know, 101 self-defense. You have your hands up ready to de-escalate the problem if possible. But if not, if you need to defend yourself, then you're ready as well. Your hands are up, subhanAllah. Now they're looking at the sheikh. The sheikh, he's in his late 40s, got his Islamic attire on, but they don't know at the same time that he's trained and he's a boxer, mashallah. So he's de-escalating the problem. One of them takes a swing at the sheikh. The sheikh, he avoids, moves away. Boom, knocks out the first one. He's out. The second one comes in to try to attack the sheikh. Same scenario, knocks him out. Puts him asleep. The third one should understand now, this is not a normal dude. He knocked out two of my boys. Maybe I should step back. But he comes in and tries to attack the sheikh. The sheikh puts a move on him. Pop, pop. Puts him to sleep as well. Takes a nap with his colleagues. Game over. All three of them out. Laid out on the platform in the train station. All of them asleep. SubhanAllah. At this, the police obviously come and they arrest. They grab the sheikh. What's going on? You knocked out three dudes. He explains to them, look, it wasn't me. They attacked me first. I was just trying to de-escalate the problem. So they look at the CCTV. It's all on camera. They see it and they see, sure enough, the sheikh's got his hands up. He's de-escalating the problem. They threw the first punch. He defended himself, knocked him out. What do? They let the sheikh go. They apologize to him and the train company upgrades him and his wife to first class. So they end up traveling instead of the economy or the regular, they travel in first class after he had defended himself. What is the moral? And what do we gain from this story? That we should be trained, we should be ready at all times to defend ourselves if necessary. And if we have to, so we defend ourselves, we defend our honor. And what happens in the end when you do so, you might just get upgraded to first class, inshallah.